taking care of children who are in transition or perhaps even distress, or just moms who are going through a tough time of life, is an important opportunity for Christian ministry and witness. Today, we're going to continue a conversation we began in an earlier episode of Life Talks. That is with Emily Kemen, and she is the Safe Families Director for the Charlotte chapter of Safe Families. Welcome again, Emily. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And we also have Mary Kay Portero. Mary Kay and her husband, Brett, and their children attend Life Fellowship. And Mary Kay has served as our coordinator for the Safe Families Ministry at Life Fellowship. Mary Kay, I was just thinking earlier today as I was prepping for our time together, that first appointment that you had with me in my office, and you brought on your husband, and you were pitching an idea, and I think you may have been just a little bit nervous and just wondering how this was going to go over. And you know, from a pastor's perspective, you know, we have a lot of people who want to come in and say, here's what you should do, Pastor. This is a ministry we want you to start. And then they feel like because they've shared the idea, they've kind of done their part. That has not been the case with you. You have stepped forward. You have led this ministry. You have modeled how it's to look. And it gives me so much confidence as a pastor to have somebody with you that that carries the burden on a personal level. And that would be true for you, is it not, Mary Kay?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I remember that meeting. We were looking at getting into foster care. And then as we were researching that, we came across Safe Families, and I remember calling Emily, and she was just starting the launch of that in 2017. So, yeah, we came and met with you and have been the ministry lead, and I think we've gotten more passionate about it over the years as we've seen how it works so beautifully and how families can stay intact. It's just been an amazing
Yes. thing. And as a pastor, let me just say thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, because you are doing the work of the ministry. You are setting the standard and you're modeling that. I've got to believe that there are other people who are listening to this podcast who could step up and do similarly, that they could be that bridge between Safe Families and their pastor, for example. Again, people are always wanting an hour of my time. People are always wanting to pitch a ministry. And by pitch, that sounds so cynical, but it really feels like it sometimes, particularly when it's like, and Pastor, we want you to do it. And I got to tell you, I'm a pretty busy guy. So I don't have a lot of space, but I do care passionately about things like this. So you introduced me to Emily. You then said, look, Dan, I'm willing to take the lead on this. You developed a team here at Life Fellowship. You've been the one to reserve the rooms. You hosted the luncheons. You invited me to some information meetings so that I could be better educated to it. When we partner like this between church leadership and lay leadership, it is a blessing to the body. It is a blessing to those we serve, and it ought to be a challenge to others. So if you're listening to this, I want you to listen to Mary Kay's story, because she very much is the reason why we are doing this at Life Fellowship. So Mary Kay, tell me a little bit about your passion for this and how you've worked kind of as the liaison between Safe Families and between Life Fellowship.
Yeah, so Safe Families works with a ministry lead at each church. And so I took that on as to be the ministry lead for Life Fellowship. And how that works is when there's a hosting that falls under Life Fellowship, I'm that primary contact. So we just had a hosting that lasted for the past 4 months and ended 2 Sundays ago. And so the host family, you know, if she needed anything, I was the direct person to then go out to our community of support and ask for a meal train, and they needed clothes and they needed a bed. So I'm just that person that helps kind of organize everything with all the volunteers at Life Fellowship.
Right. And so you mentioned a few things. You mentioned things like material supplies that are, you know, big ones, like a bed. but you know, I guess there are other things like meals and diapers, or what other things would be things that someone in the church, maybe they're not able to host, but they could participate in?
Clothing. Whenever there's a hosting that comes about, we always, you know, we put out a need of, we need 4T girl clothes, or I think this one we also needed 6T boy clothes, shoes, jackets. When mom actually got an apartment over in Antiquity Heights here in Cornelius, and we put out to volunteers to help furnish her apartment. I mean, she had nothing. And so she was going to this brand new apartment, and we didn't want her to go in with the burden of all the money she has to spend on a new apartment for furniture and whatnot. So we put together a Sign Up Genius and helped basically do like a virtual home coming party for her, where people just dropped off Tupperware, dishes, cups, things that she would have had to go out and spend hundreds of dollars to furnish an entire apartment. And so we just, as resource friends, put that out and helped her furnish her entire apartment. It was beautiful.
Mm, that is. When the body of Christ comes together for the blessing of an individual to the glory of God, it is a beautiful thing. And so, Emily, your role then is to serve as the point person for Safe Families. Why is it important to have somebody at each church to kind of serve as that care coordinator?
Really, because what makes Safe Families so unique is we are not an agency that is asking churches to send volunteers to us. We really serve as a platform and a resource for the church to say we want to equip each church to really own their own Safe Families ministry, that we will be the safety oversight and the support needed for you all to do that. And so really, when Mary Kay stepped into the ministry lead role at Life Fellowship, she is really activating the church being able to have a ministry that they can say, yes, we want to reach out to families who are hurting in our community. We're going to wrap around and love on them. And she's there to coordinate and provide the support needed for volunteers and also to coordinate reaching out and supporting the parent. And then our staff team is really providing the troubleshooting pieces when things get sticky, or this and the safety oversight that's needed to make sure that things are being done safely and well.
Mm. Let's say that I'm just a typical church member, and I'm going to the Harris Teeter, and I see a lady sitting in her car crying, and she's got a couple of kids in the back seat, and I can just tell she's distressed, and I just reach out to her and find out she doesn't have a place to stay for another month, or there's something, she's going to have surgery and she's just overwhelmed. Who do I put her in? Where do I go from there if I want to help her?
Yeah, we ask that people just have parents who are in need of support reach out to our helpline. It's 704-900-0150, and parents can just either text it if they'd like to text and we'll reach out to them, or they can give us a call and our staff team will really just help to talk through their situation and see how we can plug them into support with local churches.
And is that number on your website in case we want to look that
yes.
up and put it in our wallet or something?
Yes. Oh,
okay, very good. And from there, then you began a process that works according to the guidelines that are set up by the national organization.
Right.
And also that keeps on the right side of government expectations.
Right.
And then from there, the person who has referred them is released unless you contact us again about something that you might have a need for, correct?
Right. Or, you know, if a person who is referring a family is someone who's already working closely with the family in a mentoring relationship, we love to pull them and make them part of the circle of support. And, you know, Safe Families is really about broadening the social support network for families. And so we really seek to pull in as many people as possible. But if you've just stumbled across someone in need of help, absolutely you can just have them call and we'll mm-hmm. take over.
Yeah. And I think that's another thing to consider because, you know, a lot of kids are being taken in by grandparents. And a lot of grandparents may have fragile health or limited resources, live mm-hmm. in an adults-only community or something, and they're not able to help their grandkids. But they want to. Maybe they have a granddaughter who's estranged from her parents or whatever. They've kind of reached out. Those are opportunities as well. Even if they're in your own family, but you as a family member aren't able to help them, those are still the kind of referrals that may be something that Safe Families can get involved in, correct?
Absolutely. And, you know, mentioning grandparents, we also have a lot of grandparents who, for whatever reason, are needing to parent their grandchildren, and they may just need some additional support of a circle of support wrapping around them so that they are able to have a weekend break of respite care when needed and things like that. So that's another opportunity.
Mm-hmm. So, Mary Kay, one of the things that I've appreciated about you, and now we've got kind of 3 years of history, one of them being COVID, and you know, so everything during COVID's been kind of crazy, but we have some history now of how you have consistently, patiently worked within a church where, I mean, it's just a busy time. There's things going on. Yet you've managed to develop a team. You've managed to keep us informed. What are some things that you've learned about that are important to keep a church plugged into this and to make it part of the overall scope of ministry from a church?
I think it's important. Like this month, you guys are doing, or for February, we're going to showcase Safe Families as a ministry. And I think that is really important, just from a church standpoint, to continuously put it out there and put it in front of people, especially with COVID. I think it's been hard to connect and to get messages out there. So for the month of February, I will have a table in the lobby after each service if you want to stop by and talk and just discuss some ways that you can get involved. And you can fill out an application if you're interested in doing that, or just come alongside and talk and find out some more information.
All right. So one of the things we do is we have a month that we sponsor. And what we do at Life Fellowship, and other churches may be interested in doing this, is we highlight one of our partner ministries for an entire month, because people come and go in and out of services, and they may be here 2 weeks and gone 2 weeks or whatever. So we offer it all month long so that we get maximum exposure to the people who call Life Fellowship home. And we give you a table, and then we take up special gifts. So what kind of gifts are you soliciting from our church family during the month of emphasis?
So we are actually, as a Safe Family chapter, opening a storage unit that will be centrally located to all of the churches in the next couple months. So we're talking through that, but I think diapers, some of the higher price items, strollers, car seats that are in good condition, pack and plays, any of those items that you would think of if a hosting of a young child were to start, would be quickly
needed. And this is important for churches who have a lot of young families, because after you have that last child and you can donate your pack and plays and different pieces of equipment to Goodwill or another place that'll resell them. This will be an opportunity now that if they're in good condition, you can give them to Safe Families. They'll put them in a storage unit, and then they can be given directly to a family in need. Is that correct? All right. Or that'd be just a fun project to do, because at Christmas time, sometimes you just want to help somebody. You could buy a brand new and take it in the box and contribute something like that.
Yeah. I mean, this is all volunteer, as Emily had said earlier. And so we just want to minimize the cost to a host family when they decide to host. We don't want them to have the burden of going and purchasing a lot of these big ticket items.
So. Mm-hmm. Excellent. So that's one way to do it. Now, also, we provide a monthly gift to Safe Families as a church. It's part of our budget. We have a missions budget. We partner with organizations in which we believe or have a gospel mission. And so another way that churches can support Safe Families is through just a regular financial contribution. Emily, is that needed still? And if so, what are the different needs that you have that churches could possibly contribute to?
So, I think there's two different ways that churches partner, and some do both. Life Fellowship, we really appreciate, has partnered both to say we'd like to do the hands-on work of loving families, and also recognizing that our chapter is fully funded through churches and individuals, has come alongside as a financial partner. And so we're really continuously looking for churches that want to do either or both. And right now, a big need is we are really seeking to expand our capacity to serve families. You mentioned COVID-19 and really the impact on families who already had so many life stressors prior to COVID, and then the systemic impacts of financially or having your children home all the time is impacting deeply families in our community. And so we have already seen over the past 2 months the increase in calls to our helpline. And so we are really seeking to have the capacity to both add to our staff team and then also to be able to expand Safe Families in North Carolina. So right now we're seeking to launch in 2022. We have a goal of launching a Safe Families Asheville chapter that will come beneath the Charlotte chapter. And so as churches support financially or individuals do, it's really going directly toward family preservation in our state.
Yes. And I think that's an important thing to note, that churches can partner, but individuals can partner as well. And that this is more than just Charlotte. This is North Carolina. And this is a national organization. This is a grassroots organization that it's growing. It's springing up. You've seen a need in the foster care system. And with the spiritual mission, now you're reaching that need.
Right. Yeah. And so Safe Families was actually launched in 2003 in Chicago, and it's now in 42 states. And there's actually been over 50,000 hostings of children since that time. And something really exciting is that Safe Families, this will actually be published in March of 2021 here, but Safe Families has just become one of the few evidence-based programs for family preservation in the entire United States, of a volunteer-based program. So it really is showing, clinical research trials have actually shown that children who participate in Safe Families are three times less likely to enter foster care than other families in similar situations.
That's a great win, and that's a great testimony as well. And I just again want to point out, because it's just part of my DNA to do this. You know, a lot of times people criticize the government, but they don't offer to get involved personally. And so, yeah, government is broken. We get that. They're doing the best they can. They have restrictions that apply to them that don't necessarily apply to other organizations. But rather than sit and lob, you know, bombs at figurative bombs at organizations or governments that are trying to do things, we could also choose to get involved ourselves. And that's what I love about this organization. And that also means that we could purposely give philanthropically, you know, through just a monthly regular gift, $25, $30, $50 per month. And that has that impact that goes into our community, but also goes state and nationally as well. And probably most of us wouldn't miss that. It's a dinner at Chili's for a couple of people, right?
Right.
I mean, and most of us need to do less Chili's and Applebee's, don't we? And we could literally be helping a family at that level and maybe not even knows it. And the other thing too is there are those one-time gifts. And we're going to be doing that during our month emphasis. Each time that we emphasize a missions partnership, and we're doing that now with Safe Families, we encourage our folks to make a direct donation to them. And again, we can use that for, you can use that for a project, you can use that for monthly support. You know, we work that detail out. But, everybody got a $600 check in January, and it looks very, very possible that we're going to get another $1,400 check in February. And many people are saying to me, I really don't need it. I've not suffered because of COVID. And yet everybody got one. To me, this is one of those opportunities that believers have, that if you just sign the back of that check over to an organization that you believe in like that, then you're really doing with that money what that we say that money is for, helping those that are hurting, that maybe have been impacted by COVID or are just struggling in life. So those are some opportunities. And again, if we want to make a gift, how do we do that? Through the website, or how do we do that, Emily?
Yes, if you would go to safe-families.org. And then click to donate, and you'll select to donate to our Charlotte, North Carolina chapter. And you can do it directly there. You can set up a monthly recurring donation or make a one-time gift. And let me just say, so when a child enters the foster care system in North Carolina, it costs about $30,000 a year to our government, the cost. And again, children are typically in there over a year, an average of 15 months. And a Safe Families hosting for us to keep a family intact and keep a child out of the foster care system averages about $1,500 for our chapter. So it's $1,500 to keep a child with their family and out of the foster care system.
Wow, you talk about bang for your buck. There it is right there. Mm-hmm. And folks, again, it is one thing to be a critic. It's another thing to be involved. And so I hope all of us will take that. As we kind of wind down this final episode here our conversation about Safe Families, Mary Kay, if you could just say anything to the Families of Life Fellowship or the families who are just listening to this and that you would want them to carry away with that, what would that be about Safe Families?
Yeah, I would just say if you were to walk alongside these families and see what they're going through and kind of see it from the beginning to the end when these kids are reunited, it's something that you will never regret and you'll hold in your heart forever. We just had a mom whose kids were hosted for 4 months, and two Sundays ago, I got to sit with her for a few minutes before the host family brought the kids back. And I just looked at her and I said, wow, look at what you just did by taking that step and calling Safe Families and asking for help. Look at where you're at. And I said, where do you think you would have been if you had never called? And she said, I'd still be homeless. And I said, how long has it been since you've had an apartment? She said, it's been 3 years. And I said, and look at this, like, this is amazing. And then the kids walk through the door and they run to their mom, and just to see that moment is just something so beautiful that your family we'll never forget.
Oh, amen. Amen. And Emily, what would you say to our listeners again about the opportunity to be with Safe Families?
I would echo what Mary Kay said about the impact of that relationship on both sides. Safe Families is really about transformational relationships. And I like to say these are mutually transformational relationships. And so when we choose to love our neighbors by walking in close relationship with someone who may be from a very different background than us, a different socioeconomic background, or maybe someone who has grown up in generational poverty, but we choose to love and walk alongside, it is deeply transformative on both sides. And so not only is it keeping a family intact, but it also, your family will never be the same.
Mm. Well, thank you so much for joining us. One more time, will you tell us how to find out more information on your websites or through email?
Sure. Go to www.safe-families.org, or you can email us at charlottenc@safefamilies.net.
All right. Thank you so much, Emily and Mary Kay, for joining us. And folks, you know, the Bible says, and of some have compassion making a difference. This is that opportunity for each of us, that we would ask the Lord to show us ways in which we can reach into the others' lives with the resources that God has so abundantly blessed us with, and to use it in a way that's good for others and that glorifies God. And certainly, I'll say this as a pastor, I don't know of an organization I'm more excited about than Safe Families. I urge you to check this out. If you're a pastor listening to this, check into it about your church, with your church. See if you may be able to use some circles of support in your own church, whether they're life communities, life groups, small groups, ladies' Bible studies, men's Bible studies, that could be a part of this. It'll energize your church and it will glorify God. So thank you again for being with us, and we look forward to talking to you next time on Life Talks.
You've been listening to Life Talks. Be sure to hit the subscribe button so you never miss a new episode. Share this podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to let your friends and family know about Life Talks. We'd love to hear from you as well, so leave a comment and let us know your thoughts on this episode or any other topics we've discussed. Life Talks is a ministry of Life Fellowship in Cornelius, North Carolina. For more information on Life Talks or Life Fellowship, visit lifecharlotte.com, or you can find us on Facebook at Life Fellowship Charlotte.